Hello and welcome to the Boring Beige Box Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Wilson. This is show number one for April 14th, 2006. Tuning in. I'm glad you're with me tonight, or today, as the case may be. This is a new podcast that I just came out with this past week. It's basically an idea of talking about a certain era or time in computing of the, I would say, mid-80s to probably about the mid-90s. This was a time when you use probably DOS 5.0 or a version like that, and you played games from Sierra Online like King's Quest or LucasArts games like Monkey Island, and you had to tweak your autoexec.bat file and your config.sys file to get things working correctly. Basically, this was a time when I was, I would say, in high school, and when I first began to explore the world of computing. And there was a lot going on at that time. The computing world was changing. Windows, I believe, 3.1 was out. The world was moving towards, or at least the PC world was moving towards the GUI of Windows. So these were definitely good times. I spent a lot of time working at my computer, playing around, learning all that I could about it, in my room, upstairs, living with my parents, growing up in the 80s and 90s. A little bit about myself. I am a network administrator. I've worked professionally in the computing industry since, I would say, about 1997. So it's been a while, almost 10 years. And now with the whole podcasting craze going on, I felt that, hey, you know, might as well talk about something that I'm interested in. My inspiration has been from a guy by the name of Earl Evans, who records a podcast, weekly podcast called Retro Bits. And his site, if you want to check it out, it is at retrobits.libsyn.com, and that is spelled libsyn.com. Libsyn is a podcast hosting company, which they have very good rates. It only costs about $5 a month to host your podcast. They basically set up all the programming for you. And whenever you submit your podcast to iTunes, you can just enter the address for the podcast feed. And it's very simple to use, very easy. That's at libsyn.com, L-I-B-S-Y-N.com. RetroBits is actually www.retrobits.com. I just started listening to that podcast a couple weeks ago. Really liked it. Earl covers the late 70s to early 80s era of 8-bit computing. He focuses a lot on the Commodore 64 and different systems that actually I never really was into or used. I love that era. I think that era is great. It's just not really what I grew up with. Now, I did obviously use the Apple IIe and a lot of the different Apple computers in school in the 80s, but not much at home. And I will get to that. The first system I had, I want to talk about. It's pretty old now when you think about it. It's that whole era is almost, it's since the era of the boring beige box. It's been almost 10 years since it was real prevalent. The idea of that, the whole boring beige box terminology came from, I believe, someone at Apple who said, like, hey, it's time to get away from the old Mac boring beige box, which a lot of, I guess during the time in the 90s, Apple began to go the route. They had so many different types of PCs that they all looked the same. And then I think around 97 was the time when Jobs came back and did the new iMac, which changed the whole color concept of the Macs. And nowadays, the boring beige box is really gone. Everything now is like everyone gets a Dell. Most of the computers are now black in color, black or silver, which is great. I think it's wonderful because we have gotten away from that boring beige color. But things have changed since then. You know, most people, they just get a computer just to hook up to the internet, and that's it. It seems like the computer game market has really gone down, and everyone, you know, plays games on consoles. The Xbox 360 is big. The old days of computer gaming seem to have gone away some. Obviously, there's a lot of the online gaming like World of Warcraft, which I do play some myself. That's become really big, but the computer game sales have gone down quite a bit. Also want to talk about the website for this podcast. If you go to www.boringbeigebox.com, that's the website that has the podcast information. I'm going to be putting some pictures up there of some different systems that I was familiar with back in the day. Also want to put up some history of different software and hardware that was during that time period. Also, there's forums. You can go directly to the forums at forums.boringbeigebox.com. You can check the forums out, talk about whatever you want to. There's a lot of different subjects on there. So you definitely want to check out those different websites. Okay, let's talk. Basically, this first podcast, I just want to talk about the era of the boring beige box. During that time, for me, it was a pretty special time. I was growing up. I'm originally from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I now live in the Chicagoland area. During that time, I would say about 1991 or so is, well, actually, I really got into having the desire to have my own system probably in 1989. I think it was at Christmas time, and I remember purchasing a lot of different computer magazines. Computer Gaming World was a big one during the time, and there was another one called Computer Game Review. And I remember thinking, like, you know, I've played console games for so long. I've, you know, used different, you know, the Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Those were all great, but I was like, I really want to get into some different games, you know, something that had more meat to it. And I saw, I think one of the first games that I really looked at was like Monkey Island 2, which is a classic LucasArts game. Now, before then, obviously, I mean, ever since I was very young, I used the Apple IIe, Apple IIc, Apple IIgs, all those different systems growing up in school, and did a lot of great things with those systems. But we never had a computer at home. So finally, I really, really got into wanting to have my own computer at home around 1989, 1990. And what I did was, I think it was for probably about 8 or 9 months, I looked at systems. I constantly got magazines and read up on all the different specs. And this was the time, you know, of the 386, the Intel 386 chip. And the I think the 486 was just around the corner, or they had just came out, but they were pretty high end. So I would say probably around 1991, I began to save up. It was 91 or 92. One summer, I saved up about $800. And that enabled me to purchase a 386 machine. I'm actually looking at right now the invoice from that computer, that very first computer that began, I would pretty much say, everything, you know, my whole life with computers, really. I mean, that started, you know, obviously early on when I was younger, but to actually have that power of owning my own system, being able to do whatever I wanted at any time, you know, it was in my room, it was mine. I saved up for it. I bought it with my own money. I mean, I really felt an accomplishment in getting this first system. I'm looking at the actual invoice right now. It is from, the date is August 7th, 1992. It's from a company called Milky Way Computer Product from Fremont, California. I remember talking to these people, and I think the lady that helped me didn't speak English very well, but it looks like she did get all my order right. But basically, it was a 386, 25 megahertz SX processor. Now, I don't have this machine. I sold it after a year, within the first year that I bought it, because it was time to upgrade. It had 2 megabytes of memory, 2 megs. I mean, even at that time, that was pretty low. I mean, it was a slow computer, but it was all I needed. I mean, it was perfect. It had at this time, a lot of computers still had IDE controller cards as part of the expansion slots. So it was an actual IDE card in there that hooked up the floppy drive and the hard drive. The IDE controllers were not built onto the motherboard yet. So it had an IDE card. It had a 1.4 megabyte floppy drive, the 3 1/4 floppy. It was a mini tower with 200 watt power supply, came with a keyboard. The hard drive was 40 megabytes. I actually remember that I had 2 games, Monkey Island 2 and Ultima 7. Those were the games I wanted really bad for a long time. I actually bought Monkey Island 2, I would say like 6 or 7 months before I even had the computer. And I just looked at it every day and hoped and wished that I had a computer to play it on. It was Monkey Island 2 and Ultima 7, and I remember that I had DOS 5.0, and I could not have both games on the computer and also have Windows 3.1 on the computer. I had to remove one of the games so that I could have Windows on there. Windows 3.1, I was actually able to copy all of Windows 3.1 from a computer at school onto 7 floppy disks and then just bring it home and just copy all the files to a Windows directory, and I could start Windows. At that time, you know, Windows was basically just a shell on top of DOS. You didn't have to register. There was no registry. There was nothing like that to make it work. You could just copy it over and run it, and it worked. So it was a very small hard drive, 40 megabytes. That's nothing today. This podcast will probably be 40 megabytes. So, I mean, it was a different time back then. I had a graphics card that was, it had 512K of RAM, and it could display up to 1024 by 768, which is not too bad at the time, but it was a pretty cheap graphics card. It was like a Trident, one of those old graphics cards. And it came with a 14-inch VGA color monitor. This was before the SVGA. So yeah, that was my first system. It was $807. I remember getting it, and that was it. I think within the first week, I bought a modem for it, 2400 baud modem. And I think that the motherboard was not set correct, didn't sit correctly in the case. So when I put in the modem card, it didn't sit all the way in the slot. And I turned the system on and it sparked and a ball of smoke went up in the air. And I was devastated. I could not believe it. I blew out the modem and I blew out the IDE controller card. And thankfully, I had enough money to replace those. But it was pretty scary at the time. I think I was desperately trying to connect to the Sierra network, which was an early online service, which I would want to do a whole podcast just about the Sierra network. And then and Prodigy. Prodigy was another early online service that I was trying to connect to. So those were some crazy times. I mean, it really was the beginning of my hobby of just getting into the boring beige boxes. So anyway, moving on. I want to talk about, there's a lot of things I want to cover over the next, you know, couple weeks and months. Each podcast will have a certain topic or certain theme. I definitely want to talk about the hardware of the time, talk about the different operating systems like DOS and Windows 3.1, and then a little bit of Windows 95. I really want to focus on some of the early online services and talk about kind of the communities that went on within those services. And the ones I'm talking about will be the Sierra Network, which later became Imagination Network. I want to talk about Prodigy, early versions of America Online, maybe CompuServe. I really didn't use that a whole lot. And then also bulletin board systems. The other area I want to talk about is the different manufacturers of the different boring beige boxes, or they also became known as clones or PC clones or the IBM compatible. You know, everyone used to say, oh, is it IBM compatible? Same kind of idea. The different, there was a lot of different manufacturers back in the early 90s and late 80s. I also want to talk about moving a little bit into the internet age when things began to switch over to people getting on the web and how that kind of changed and shifted the focus off of the online services. So those are kind of the things I want to talk about. You know, also some of the gaming, definitely going to talk about the different gaming and stuff in the late 80s, early 90s, because at that time there were a lot of great companies like Sierra and LucasArts. And so, but yeah, that's kind of what I want to talk about. And I'm very excited. If you have any ideas or tips or anything that you're interested in that you'd like for me to talk about or do some research on, you can send me an email. My email address is Matt, that's M-A-T-T, at boringbeigebox.com. You can also jump on the forums at forums.boringbeigebox.com and check us out. Just get on the forums, talk about some stuff you're interested in. It's a definitely a great topic, something very, very that I'm interested in. That era of the boring beige box is a great time. It's definitely something that's interesting to talk about. I have a bunch of systems from that time. My garage is full of old computers. I have an IBM, a couple of IBM PS1s. They were like an all-in-one kind of unit that I want to talk about. I think it's model 2101, or I forget the model number, but want to talk about some of the IBM, the PS1, PS2. I have a couple of, I think I have a Gateway 2000 system, a couple of the Packard Bell, sometimes called Packard Hell, had a few of those. I have some still. I want to talk about probably, you know, there's a lot of different brands of systems that I have in my garage that were pretty interesting. We'll talk about the different hardware of the times. It's going to be great. There's a lot of areas to cover. So thank you for listening. And like I said, jump on our forums or go to the website. It's boringbeigebox.com and drop me a line and let me know what you think. So thanks for listening and have a great week.